Hey guys, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis, and I apologize up front, we had no music. Mm-hmm. So we had to take that music down. So we're working on something here.
We're in a transitional period.
Yeah, right, that's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're developing something for our podcast.
We're between music right now.
So I hope it was not a boring intro for you.
Well, what there? What intro?
Wait, we...
Is that supposed to be our intro? Is that supposed to be our music?
That was our music.
Oh my God. Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're working on something that we think will be fun. So it'll be kind of more custom to us.
Cheesier than ever.
Of course.
The cheesier, the better.
Sure.
Marriage and Martinis cheese.
Yeah, so we're back. It's Adam and Danielle, and yeah.
has the odor gone away in here?
Oh God,
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here working, prepping for the show. Uh-huh. Danielle walks in, and I said, "Did you just eat something? Because whatever it was, I think you need to throw it out. I think it was bad." And I look over and she had just taken her Uggs off and I realized.
Yeah, no, Uggs. It's a big problem with the Uggs. They make your feet stink.
Oh, God.
They're the most comfortable shoes ever. But like the hard part is they make your feet so hot and sweaty. Ugh. And then you take them off and you stink up the room.
It didn't smell like feet. I thought it was bad food.
But it's not usually me with the feet smell. You have the worst smelling feet ever. The kids actually talk about that all the time. How bad your feet smell.
That's what they talk about.
Yeah, they're always like, because I'll always be like, oh, your feet stink. And they're like, well, they're not as bad as dad's. Is this you'll take your feet off and then you'll be like, rub my feet.
I never take my feet off.
I mean, you take your shoes off and be like, rub my feet. And I'll be like, oh, I mean, does anybody else have the foot smelling problem in their marriage? Because it's a problem. Yeah, and I know you're on your feet. I know you work so hard and you're on your feet all day.
Yep.
But goddamn, those dogs are barking, dude.
And I did T25 this morning. One of those beach body workouts.
I know you had to throw that in there.
I want everybody to know that I did that.
Right, right.
So yeah, so that helped.
L'chaim.
Thank you. All right, so yeah, tell us what we're talking about today. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Sometimes in episodes, you and I will say, oh, we don't want to make any new friends, and we're established in our friendships, and, you know, we're done making friends, and we hate meeting new people and whatever. And to a certain extent, I mean that. To a certain extent, I don't. I know you totally mean that.
You don't hate meeting new people, do you? Hate? I mean...
It depends who it is. It depends the situation. Okay. It depends who it is. I don't like to make small talk and chit-chat with people at birthday parties who I know I'm never going to hang out with. Like, to me, that is... You know, listen, I have some social anxiety. I'm awkward.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Wow. I would never have thought that for you.
Yeah, people are going to think I'm a bitch because I stand in the corner. I'm quiet at birthday parties and everything when I bring the kids because I don't feel comfortable. I'm not comfortable going up and starting talk with somebody. I stay away, and I'm sure that people think I'm a bitch. Mm-hmm. And honestly, before, like, there was a time before I was on Zoloft or in between Zoloft when I would talk to somebody and get so uncomfortable that I would turn beet red. Like a tomato.
Really?
Red. Because I was so uncomfortable talking to them. And, you know, I think Zoloft kind of took care of that. But there was definitely a time when I would stutter over my words and I would get, you know, chest tightness and couldn't talk to people.
Well, I did not even know this.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, can we light a candle or something?
Is it still bad? Are you for real? I think you're smelling something else. It can't be that bad. God. Although I'm still in the same clothes as yesterday. I did not shower either. That might be part of it.
Okay.
It might be BO and foot odor. God. You turned on yet?
I would take BO over this and any day.
I think it's both. I think you are taking BO with that.
It's fine.
Yes.
All right.
Oh my God, your veins are like popping out of your forehead.
It's my aneurysm coming out of my head.
You like seem like you might pass out. Yeah. Now you know what it is to be around you all the time. When you take off your shoes and you put your feet on me and I'm like, ugh, It's disgusting.
All right. When I pass out, just turn me over so when I throw up.
When you pass out, I have so many things to say. The show will be so much better.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm. But the stories will not be as entertaining.
I think you said that wrong. You spelled long wrong.
What?
It's long, not entertaining. The stories will not be as long.
Right.
Yes.
Entertaining.
Long.
All right. So friendships, right? That's what we're doing today.
No.
No?
Why do you, every episode you act like you don't know what the episode is going to be about?
I'm just, oh my God.
You're like, you literally, you sit there and you're like, oh, all right. So this is a surprise question that you're asking me about friendships. Wow. Okay. Let's see what I can come up with.
There's
as
a
if
lot of
I didn't send you shit to fill out three days ago.
You did, but there's still surprises.
Okay, but you look at me and you're like, so is this, are we talking about friendships?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have fucking friendships right in front of you.
I'm trying to do the right thing to prep the show and be like, you know, let people know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. So then go ahead. Start it up.
I did. I said.
Again.
Nope. I feel bad. People have emailed me and been like, listen, I get that you don't want to meet new people. And I get that you're at a place in life where you have your friends established already. But you're forgetting about a whole population of people like me, who are the people who are emailing me, that maybe have moved to a new place or are also completely socially awkward and don't know how to make new friends, but really want new friends and are cool people once they get to know you. Or you're forgetting about people maybe who have just gotten divorced or gotten, you know, changed something and gotten out of work, or their life has changed in some way and they're looking for some kind of support.
But wait, they came to you for support?
No, they're saying, as somebody in that situation, they're saying, be more sensitive when you go out and are places that, you know, you meet people. Don't automatically say, I'm not going to meet new people, because that's not fair. Like,
wait, why are they emailing you about talking about friendships? Like,
because we have said in episodes that we don't make new friends.
Oh, so they relate. Okay.
No, they don't relate. Oh. They're saying you need to remember that there are people out there who aren't as lucky as we are, that they're not in the same, you know, we've never relocated. We're lucky. You know, we haven't had, we've been able to maintain friendships, but there are a lot of people out there who it's not as easy for and who are looking for new friendships. And for us to say, I don't want new friends, is really selfish, because there are people out there and we might be missing out on a lot.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get
because,
that.
Because, you know, there are people out there who have either moved to a new place, or they're in a new situation, or they're just looking to make new friends. And when you close yourself off to that, it's not fair to them. And in one sense, it's also not fair to you, because you could be missing out on some really great friendships. And quite honestly, some of our best friendships have come from situations where we're like, ugh, we're really going to go to this dinner, or we're really going to invite these people over. And they've come over, or we've gone out to dinner, and we've wound up making really great friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we keep saying that, and I don't mean it 100% when I say that. I would like more people in my life. I don't want to get there. I don't like the actual meeting of new people and the conversations that lead to it and the pleasantries.
But you want more people.
I would, listen, I'm not opposed to having more friends. It's the getting to having them be friends. It's the small talk. It's the pretending that I don't curse and am not completely inappropriate the first two times we meet, because I don't, you know, want anybody.
You want to find somebody that, you know, accepts and understands you.
Yeah.
And they're the same. And
yeah.
Like, and then poof, you're friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I want to be like radar, like some kind of friend radar, where we can just like telekinesis, is that what it is? And we're like, boom,
telekinetics.
Boom.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't want the let's go have coffee and talk for 2 hours and decide if we're compatible.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
but,
awful.
But I get what they're saying. You know, it's hard to make new friends. Number one. And as an adult, it's really hard to make new friends.
Well, I have 2 slots left if anybody wants to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I already have 2. Right. And there's two slots left.
Okay, so you are a four friend.
If anybody wants to be friends with me,
right.
I have two left.
Oh, well, we'll talk about your criteria.
Okay.
Yes.
So in other words, nobody's going to want to be my friend.
Probably not. But, you know, I'm lucky in a lot of ways. You know, I have a sister, so I'm not as, who is my best, you know, quote unquote best friend. So I'm not as open, you know, I'm not as worried maybe about making best friends. I have my best friend from college. I have women who I've met since I'm here who are awesome. But I need to remember that, you know.
Excuse me.
Oh, I have.
You have me.
Well, you're my husband. You're not a, well, I'm talking about women.
All right.
I'm okay. Talking about women. It's why? Different.
Why?
It's
why?
Completely different.
All right. I think we're going to get into that too.
Yeah,
so.
It's
okay.
Completely
Let's
different.
Let's hold off on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to just start with the questions?
Go ahead, because mine are all out of order.
Here we go.
So go ahead.
All right. So we're going to follow my
order. Do you need
order.
A Xanax?
Yes. Ooh. I need a Xanax and a Happy Pill and shots.
Those are the same thing.
And okay. Do you think that your need for friendships has changed over the years? You answering?
Whatever you want. You go first.
Okay. No, I don't. I always wanted friends, and I always wanted not to have friends. Like, I wanted both. Like, unfortunately for my children, because I've passed on these genes, I think, I'm very much an introvert. I'm very much socially awkward. I'm very much, you know. Mm-hmm. So I passed it on to our daughter, mm-hmm. Who has, you know, not trouble, nothing, just she has no interest. It's like she has friends. It's not like she doesn't have friends, mm-hmm. But she's just not, she wants her alone time.
Yeah, she's the introvertest of the introverts.
Yeah, but I wanted my alone time too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and that's hard for me because I get frustrated with her. Because I feel like friendships are so important, and it's hard to watch your daughter be different than you and just accept it.
Well, yeah, but I was also on the opposite end where I loved my friends. I loved having friends. I loved doing things.
Yeah,
I was very
she loves
active.
Her friends,
but I was polar opposite on both ends because, and again, our middle son, Ian, he has to be with a friend 100% of the time.
Yes.
Like whether he's with them physically or he's with them on a game, mm-hmm. you know, over the internet or whatever. So for me, it hasn't changed. I like both sides. I like to be alone and I like mm-hmm. to have my friends. So, but they have to be like good friends. Like they have to be someone that we have questions for after that talks about regular friends versus like real friends.
Okay.
So I need real friends and I need alone time.
Okay.
And it's always been that way. So mm-hmm. so for me, it's kind of, yeah, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah. For me, for friendships, I think I want the same kind of fun that I had when I was younger. Like I like to go out with my friends and we wind up doing stupid stuff. You know, not dangerous stuff like I did in high school. My friends and I did plenty of stupid, dangerous things in high school, which I wonder how I'm still alive.
That's everybody.
Nothing like that. But at the same time, I like to, at the end of the night, act stupid and be laughing together and, you know, dancing together and have it be a little bit that I forget my age and I forget what my responsibilities, I guess, mm-hmm. what adulting is.
Right,
to know?
Get out and just be like, oh, shit, I have kids.
Yeah.
Let's not think about that for 2 hours.
Yeah, you know? And I have friends. I am so grateful. I have friends who are both, who are, you know, we do that stuff together, mm-hmm. but we also, I can depend on them in a heartbeat. And I want no drama. In high school and in middle school and all that stuff, you have all this drama.
Right.
I am a person who, if you are going to be mad at me for not texting you back, if you're going to be mad at me for canceling plans at the last minute, if you're going to get angry at me for that stuff, I can't deal. I need somebody who's going to know that, listen, it's not that I'm a bad friend. It's that I don't adult well. And I don't, the same things that I don't do well responsibility wise carry over, unfortunately, into my friendships.
Okay.
So I can be annoying like that.
I feel like that's, listen, we've said before, I'm selfish in my own ways. I think you're selfish too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a selfish quality right there. Because you need somebody to accept you just for who you are.
But who doesn't? Who doesn't want a friend who's going to accept them for just who they are?
No, but you're not willing to overcome the boundaries of what you're not comfortable with. I'm just saying you're selfish in that way.
Like, I don't think that's selfish. I think I'm at a point in my life where I have come to a place that if you don't want to accept me the way I am, there's other people out there for you.
But I could say that too. And you say that I'm, you know, selfish in my ways. Like, okay, but this is what I want
to
do.
Wait, I'm not saying you're selfish as a friend.
Oh, you're not?
I don't.
Oh, you never said that? Okay.
Do I? I don't really care if, I mean, that's, your friendships are your thing. I'm not going to worry about you and your friendships.
Like, as a personality trait.
That's
like
your whole thing. I have to worry about my three kids and their friendships. I'm not worried about.
Okay.
Only thing I'm worried about you being selfish is with me.
Okay.
But I don't see it like that with me. I see it as I'm at a place where, listen, if you don't, if it pisses you off that I don't text you back for a day or two, or if it pisses you off that I cancel plans because I forgot that my kid has a this or a that, then go find somebody else. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I am also the person who is going to, number one, be there for you. In a heartbeat, if you really need me, I will drop everything and do anything it takes to be there. I will make you laugh every time we are together. We will have fun every time we're together. I have a lot of redeeming qualities. Do I have a lot of shit qualities? Absolutely. And if you don't like them, you know what? I'm not the person for you.
Okay.
I am at that point in my life. I spent plenty of time in middle school and high school trying to pretend I was somebody I wasn't to appease people. I am not doing that anymore.
Right. But yeah, that's everybody. I mean, that's high school. That's,
yeah, so I don't find it selfish. I think it's honest. I'm not trying to pretend to be anybody I'm not. And the only people I really need to make sure that I don't hurt or, you know, offend are you and the kids. And, you know.
Well, and your true friends. I mean.
And my true friends. Yeah. But my true friends, that's. But I'm. I don't change for them. They know exactly who
right.
I am.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's how they've stayed my true friends. So.
Okay.
Yes, I am not willing to change. Absolutely.
Wait, so that wasn't even the question.
What was the question?
Do you think your friendship, your need for friendship has changed over the years?
Yeah, no, that was it. No drama.
Okay.
No drama. So I will not deal with drama. I will not deal with you being mad at me for stupid. Listen, if I sincerely hurt you, if I have said something that, you know, makes you feel bad, or I did something that it was truly hurtful, I want you to tell me. But if you're pissed at me because I canceled it at the last minute or I didn't text you back in time, I can't deal with that shit. I'm too old for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Too old.
I am. I have too much going on.
Right.
I am too old for that at this point.
Okay.
I don't need that in my life.
Okay.
Did you answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Did.
Yeah, I know you did. That was a great answer.
It
was perfect.
You threw a last minute question in for me here too. So I had to be quick. You said, in what ways do you think you're maybe not such a good friend? And in what ways do you think I am a good friend? All right. I'm not a great friend if we're like just friends, like if we're acquaintances, like because the families get together or.
Do we have anybody like that?
There's people we come across that I'm just like, okay, like, hey, how you doing?
Cordial.
Like, yeah, we're friends. I'm not the nicest guy. I'm not, you know. So does that make me a bad friend? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect anything
from
them.
Well, that's not really friends.
But they don't expect anything from me. Like, it's just when we get together, we're kind of friendly.
Okay.
Like, so, yeah. But on the opposite side, kind of like what you were saying before, for those who that I, like, I'm very good friends with.
For those who that, you have a lot of pronouns going on there, dude.
Is that bad?
I don't know.
For thou who are friends with of mine.
For whom the bell tolls.
for whom are friends of mine.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm there for you. Like, you need me, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Like, it's done. I don't care. I'll hurt myself to make it happen. I will. I don't care. Like, somebody that I love, it's done.
I just got an image of Jim Carrey in The Liar Liar hurting himself.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? I'm kicking my own ass.
No, but like, even if like, all right, you're in a bind, you need money and it's going to hurt me, it's yours. Like,
really? Don't say that to too many people.
But like, that, I'm just like, I'm using, That never happened. But just as an example.
Mm-hmm. No one's asking us for money. Trust me.
No, trust me. Yeah. But
alcohol, maybe. But no money.
But you get my point. Right. Like, I will sacrifice whatever I have to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
Because that's what you mean to me. All right?
Well done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How are you not a good friend?
We just went over that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to expand too much on it.
Please
I'm
don't.
I'm fucking irresponsible. It's all true.
You are very irresponsible.
I am. I am an irresponsible person. I do not adult well. Adulting is hard.
Yes.
Hashtag. Yes. I really don't. I don't do well with deadlines and appointments.
All right, we've
and
done this.
Time.
I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. I know you don't like me interrupting you. We've done this before.
Okay, but I'm just saying that's how I'm not a good friend. Okay. But I'm a good friend in many reasons, and I will make you laugh until you pee your pants.
Right.
Yes, at my own expense.
Is that why I pee my pants at night? Because you like talk jokes to my ear
maybe,
or something?
But somebody actually did text me after that. Somebody messaged me. One of our listeners messaged me and was like, don't be too hard on him. Peeing your pants as an adult is a real thing.
Okay, I've done it twice. It was just like a thing.
But she was like, you're being mean to him. Don't be mean to him. It's a real thing.
I don't pee
Listen,
my pants.
It doesn't matter. Twice in my adult life. I vomit plenty. So if you pee your pants and I vomit, we are a stellar team.
I don't pee my pants.
It's all right. I'm okay with it. That's why we sleep in separate bedrooms.
Another one you threw at me last minute is, what's a bromance?
I know you always hear about bromance.
Yeah.
So what do you think a bromance is?
And if you ask me if I have any bromances.
Mm-hmm. Like a George Clooney Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
It's a bromance.
Okay.
Like the ultimate bromance.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying before. Like, my only real true friendships are bromances. Like, we get, like, if we get together.
And all your friends are super good looking.
Are they?
I think. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I think we have something else to talk about.
That was wrong. That was super wrong. No, but they are. Like, I feel like you have really attractive friends.
Okay. Wow.
No, but I'm saying, like, you all, I don't know if you all, like, have some kind of, like, you all just gravitationally, like all are, like, you're all, like, metrosexual, like, magnets.
Oh, but I'm the best. I'm
together.
The best looking.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
You are the leader of the, are the metrosexual, you are the mega mind of the metrosexuals.
Metrosexual is so, like, 20 years ago, by the way.
Oh, what is it today?
I don't know.
Oh, but yes, you are all, I don't know, maybe it's just because I love you all and, like, I think your personalities are awesome.
My bromances are my real friends. Like, we get together, we get drunk together, and it's like, I love you, man, like, pat on the back, like, bro hug, like, and those are my true guys. Like, we get together and, like, we could just talk about whatever, doesn't matter, who cares, and I'm not a talker, like, as you can tell from the podcast.
Are you for real? You're not a talker.
With other people. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I get together with my guy friends, it's the ones that I just care the most about, and they're my bros, and it's bro hug it out, and, like, I love you, and so for me, bromance is a huge deal because those are my true, real friends.
Yeah, for my best friends.
I've got a good, like, five of them, and you know, like,
I feel like you have more than five
bromances. Like,
I do. Okay. I could name quite a few.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
I can name 10 easily.
Okay, but anybody else that you can name, they're, like, not friends.
Right. Right.
So
you have you're like me. You're all or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're my friend, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. You won.
Welcome, you won. It's like that show 3% on Netflix. Remember we watched that? We have to go through all this shit.
Yeah.
You should have a test, some kind of a life or death. And if they get through it and they're still alive, they get to be Adam's friend. All right.
Yeah, you're in for
a treat.
So
what do we
that.
Still have?
All right. So you asked me about a bromance. So obviously, you don't have any bromances, but
no, I was just interested because I know that's, like, a huge term. People always talk about bromances, and, you know, in, you know, Hollywood, you always hear about bromances. So I was interested in hearing what you thought it is. And yeah, it's like a love. You have, you know, a romance that's not a romantic romance. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just
how do you know?
Fine. Listen.
Look, I got my, like, I think it goes back to, like, I got, you know who they are. I got my two guys that we don't see each other very often, but when we get together, it's just like we, like, it never ended. Right. Like, we just get
together. Do you ever fantasize about like being in like a fraternity together, that like your wives have to live someplace and just send us checks?
Fraternity? And then you guys, the word fraternity to me
is bad.
I want to kill myself.
Yeah, I hear you. But okay, so forget fraternity, because I get that. As a 40-year-old man, you're not interested in fraternity.
Even
but,
at 20, I that's how I felt.
Okay, I like that, though. That, I mean, I'm glad you feel that
way. I hate
Okay, but that stuff. But beyond that, like, is there a part of you that's like, I kind of would love to, like, have a tunnel over to, like, just chill with them and
Of course.
Live with them, and I just come and visit my wife once in a while.
That's so funny you say that. We're going to get to that in a little while.
Okay, well, we don't have a... We really have a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
But I have something like that for later. Okay. So the next one was, how would you sum up guy friendships as an adult? Was that the same as like
romance? Yeah. You answered
Should we skip that?
No, yeah, skip it.
Okay. How do I think that guy friendships and girl friendships are different? Right? So you asked me that. I mean, it's like another planet. It's so different.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah, exactly. Like, guys don't get together and, like, bake and knit and, like...
Oh!
Yeah, like...
Because I knit.
Try dresses on and, like...
Yes, we have that quilt on the couch. Tell each
other, like, how perky your boobs are.
I made that, like, quilt, like, for mermaids where we just... I had all our historical documents sewn together. What the fuck are you talking
about?
Isn't
that what girls do when they get together?
Come on. You know I don't do that.
No, come on. Really?
Knit.
Honestly, like, I feel like...
Mia had her dress for her bat mitzvah last weekend. Literally, she needed one stitch sewn in it to, like, make something tighter. I made you take it to the
tailor.
Yeah,
I took it to the tailor.
Yeah.
And I had to show him how to, like, where to put it. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure he was like,
yeah,
really? You know what it cost? Can't do a stitch?
It was $4
right,
to fix that.
Because that was crazy. I mean, I can't do any of it. Not okay.
I think it's more important to ask how our friendships are the same. Like, how are guys and women friendships the same? Mm-hmm. Because I think they're very similar. I think... Like, girls have to get together for, like, emotional support and bitch about their husbands and bitch about life and bitch about kids and...
Amen, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, guys do the same thing, but although it takes probably a fraction of the time it takes you guys to get together and talk about it. Like, we get together, we bitch about our wives and we bitch about our kids.
Do you? You bitch about your wives?
No. No, I don't. I don't.
What do you say when you bitch about us?
No, I don't. My friends do.
No, but seriously, like, what kind of stuff do you guys bitch about? Like, I don't get enough sex from my wife. Like, for real, what do you bitch about? Give me some real things.
No, I can't.
Why not?
I'm not allowed to.
Oh, you'll get in trouble.
I got a bro code.
It's the bro code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a bro code.
All right. I get it.
So, but it's all the same shit. Like, you bitch about the same shit we bitch about, you know. On the other level.
Wait, you know what I always want to ask you? Mm-hmm. Do you ever get shit about the fact that, like, you're not a sports guy? Because do you feel like you're ever left out because you're not, you don't love sports? You're not like a, which I love that you're not a sports guy. But
yeah.
But I'm not a sports girl. I think there are a lot of couples who really connect over that.
Think about my best friends. Which of them or any of them are sports guys? Mm-hmm. Are any of them?
No.
Right.
You're right.
So
it's so funny. It's crazy how you met all, like, how you just found,
like,
that kind of,
like, sports, but we don't.
But for the, I feel like a majority of the guys are in, like, you know, football fantasy leagues,
fantasy football,
right? You know, I feel like you're in the minority with that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate that.
Because that
takes up, wait, like, a minute. You have so many other things that take your time that. Thank God you're not a sports guy. You can't have one more thing that takes you away from us.
Think about guys who golf every freaking weekend. Like,
okay. But,
you know, like, there's...
Pick one thing. That's what I say. Pick one thing.
And I did. Like, not one thing, but I don't do the sports thing. Like, I like sports. I like to watch, you know, whatever. I'll go to any game for anything. I love watching sports. But I don't care about... The players and, like, I did
and
that.
And your son is a huge, our son.
Yeah.
We make him
he's
together.
He's yours, too.
He's mine, too.
Yeah.
He's, oh, my God.
But I was like that at his age too. I was a huge baseball fan. Like I was a Yankees fan for 20 years. Like
Well, he's not a baseball fan. He's a football fan.
Whatever. Whatever sport it is.
So I'm just thinking about this right now.
Okay.
How many times a month or a week or whatever, like what's too much to do a girl's night or a guy's night? How many times would you be pissed off? Like at what point would you be pissed off if I was going out with girls? How often would it be that you would finally be like, all right, dude, this is enough?
Okay. I would say once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
If you were.
Yeah, I think that's a lot.
If you went out for a night once every 2 weeks with your girlfriends, I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No, I would.
That's way more than I do.
Oh, yeah. You almost never do.
Well, because we go out as couples, I guess. Yeah. Or I go out, you know, listen, I'm lucky. I go out on a Friday with, you know, the girls. Like, I go to a workout class or we go for a walk or, you know, I'm blessed in a sense. Like, I know as much as being a stay-at-home mom is a lot of work and stuff. If I have friends who are home and we want to take the dogs for a walk or we want to get a manicure, we can do that. I don't do it very often, but we can.
You
know what?
Yeah, that's true. Because I would say once a week you do something.
No,
like,
no, I don't.
No?
No, no way.
Like a manicure with a friend. Mm-mm. Or a... Mm-mm. No?
Look at these nails. Do they look like they've been manicured in a long time? No.
I'd rather you work on those feet than those nails.
Some Dr. Scholl's. No, I don't think I do that stuff very much, but
no, but I would be okay with that. Like, okay. I have no problem with
once
that.
If you went out with the guys once every other week, I'm trying to think, would I be okay with that? Once every other week.
Like out to dinner for and drinks and come home.
Yeah. Like, and you come home by when? Like by 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
By curfew?
Do I ever come home late? Like, no.
Well, you've changed.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I guess not. If you just go for dinner. Yeah, honestly, sometimes it's better to have you out of the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me out of here.
I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you also asked me, what's your feeling about husbands or wives going out with a good friend of the opposite sex? And is that okay? And to me,
right, no. And at home, think about that. Are you okay with that?
Right.
Like, is that something that if your husband or wife went out with a quote-unquote friend, mm-hmm. you know, from whenever, from high school or college.
Can guys and girls just be friends?
Not according to the study that I read about the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so for me, the answer is no. Absolutely not. I would never go out to dinner with another girl. Not for a reason. Not that I don't trust myself. Not that I don't have, you know, a feeling of... Do you know, would something happen? It's just weird. Like I don't want you out to dinner with a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want me out to dinner with a girl. Like, why? For what? Like, if you want a friend, have a friend. But it could be a girl. And for me, it could be a guy. Like, why do you need?
Well, I think that there are different. You know, I think it depends on the relationship. I think for us, it's not a good thing. I think, but first of all, both of us. In high school, we're very promiscuous. I think we were probably I cheated on every guy I ever dated.
At 17 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would never, my God, in a million years, the thought of somebody else touching me with the way I, no thank you. So I'm not worried about cheating on you or anything. I don't have the interest in doing it. It's funny because. Oh. The other night, we had one of my best friend's husbands texted us and said, look who I'm having dinner with. And it was one of my friends from high school, a guy friend from high school.
Oh, right.
And he texted me and he said, hey, we should get together.
He did?
Well, no. He didn't mean it like that at all. He has a wife. He just moved back from Asia. He was in Asia doing work. He moved back and he said, we should get together. I think he totally meant it as, I want to meet your husband.
I didn't know this.
What? No. What?
What?
Why are you? No.
Okay.
No, I think he was like, let's get together. I want to meet your husbands.
Oh,
you know?
Like with couples.
With couples.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's not
I
what
think
we're
so.
About. Okay.
But I mean, I hooked up with him plenty in high school. Do I want you? Do I need want you going? You know, like, is that weird?
Why do I need to be with a guy you hooked up with? Like,
I'm sorry. I am around women you hooked up with
plenty.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So, but no, but he's a nice guy. And yeah, we were very good friends in high school. I would like to know how he's doing and go out with him. For sure.
Alone.
No, I didn't say that. But do I, you know, are you going to go out with him and be like thinking the whole time that I hooked up with him?
Probably.
Okay, well, I like, do that with plenty of women who I see around here.
Plenty, come on.
Yes. Enough. All right.
No opposite sex, like, out to dinner
not
things.
Not for us. For other people, it can happen. I think other people are totally trustworthy. And if you trust each other to do that, that's great. I do not for a second trust you to do that.
Really?
No.
Trust?
No.
You don't trust me to be out with a
Why
a woman?
Are you doing it? Why? Why do you need to do that?
I don't want to. That was
right.
My point.
Okay. So then it doesn't matter.
Okay. Fine. So then you asked me also, which celebrities do I think would be the coolest people to hang out with?
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, Ocean's 11, all the guys in that movie.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
All of every single one
Don
of them.
Don Cheadle.
I mean, they all have such
unique. Who else is unique, in that?
I don't know the names. What's his name?
Casey Affleck.
Yeah, Affleck. Yeah, I was going to say the brother. Mm-hmm. They're just all so cool in their own way, and that's what I want. Like, I want to be cool with those guys. You know,
that's a very expensive wardrobe.
I want to rob a casino.
You want to rob the Bellagio.
I want my money back.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate bromance, that movie.
But yeah, I mean,
they're all beautiful.
So you asked me which celebrities, all of them. Like, that's it for me.
Okay, that's it? That's all you put?
That's all I got. I mean, why? What else
really?
Do I need?
I think there's probably a lot of other guys you would. What?
Wait, if I can get those 11, what else do I need? They're.
Okay.
Such cool guy.
I don't know. One guy's 85 years old.
Who cares? He's such a cool guy. He has experience. I can learn from him. I can, know what he's done.
No, I like that. I like older women, too. I would hang out with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin in a heartbeat.
So is that your answer?
Jane Fonda and Lily. You know, they weren't. But yes, I would 100%. I just watched the Jane Fonda documentary, Jane Fonda in 5 Acts, and it was amazing, and I'm obsessed with her, and oh my god, if I could sit down to lunch with her, that'd be a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I answered the same question. Listen,
all right,
I could go on and on. I love women. I really do.
We all know that.
I love the women who are in my life. I love the women who will never be in my life. I love the women who came before me. I love the women who will come after me. I love the women who make it all possible for us. I love women.
Well,
I do.
You always want somebody to come after you.
No, I want someone to come at the same time as me.
Right. Yeah. Cowboy hat, Brad Pitt. I get it.
Yeah. I would I love women. I do.
I know.
I have a deep place in my heart. I love you as a man, and I love you. I love a lot of men, on a different level. Women are my...
I know that.
My bitches.
We
my
all
spirit.
Know that.
Oprah and Gail.
Who's Gail?
Gail King, her best friend forever, who, loved Oprah before she was, quote-unquote, Oprah. They are the coolest women ever.
There's Oprah and Gail?
Gail!
Oh, Gail.
Oh, my God.
Oprah and Gail. That's a thing?
Gail. Oh, yeah. They're awesome. They, drive across country together.
Who's she? What is she? Is she a thing?
She's on, CBS This Morning, and she has a, but listen, she's mostly known for being Oprah's best friend, but they have a super cool friendship, and I would love to be a part of that. Are you kidding me?
Is there any thing happening?
Oh, a lesbian thing? Well, it's so funny you say that because Oprah.
Is she married?
She's not married.
Okay.
She has been with Stedman Graham forever. They're not married. They don't want to get married. Just Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. There's all these people who are fuck marriage. I don't want to be married.
At their level? And that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, you deal with all kinds of stuff. If you get married, then you deal with prenuptial agreements.
Yeah, she can't. No, Oprah can't get married. Like, she owns, but like...
But they're, for all intents and purposes, they're married. They're
Is it
committed.
Intense and purposes yes, or is. Intensive purposes?
It is. So glad you asked me that. Intense.
And purposes.
And purposes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so Oprah Gayle. Oh.
Oh.
And then I have a girl gang going on. Oprah and Gayle are way too cool for my girl gang. They don't want to be in my girl gang.
Oh, yeah?
But there will be
but a... But can I, like, try to guess who's in yeah, your go girl ahead. Gang?
Yeah, who's in my girl gang?
Okay. I'm going to try this. I'm really bad at this, as you know.
My girl gang.
Okay. So, Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Gotta
yeah.
be. I know that.
Yeah, well, her book, The Girl with a Lower Back Tattoo, is like one of my favorite books ever.
Okay, Amy Schumer.
Wow, that's good. I'm impressed.
So Oprah's out.
Are you sexually attracted to Amy Schumer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Because she's not like stereotypical hot.
No, I know that.
She reminds Listen, me I'm of myself.
I'm attracted to, you know, both types. Like, I get the stereotypical hot.
She reminds
I'm into
me of
that,
myself.
But I like her, too.
Yeah.
Like, I get
yeah.
that. So, yes, I,
think I
am sexually
I would
attracted to
do
her.
Do very well as friends.
Well, that's why she is who she is. Because she's smoking hot. She's normal.
In her own way.
Yeah, but in a okay way. Like, a normal, like, woman way. Like, I get that. Like, that's fine. Like... I like
Trainwreck is an awesome movie.
Never saw it. All right, so
really?
We said Amy Schumer.
Oh, we need to add that to the list. That's the next one that
who
you need to do.
Who else would you be in your, or who would you have in your?
Don't waste too much time.
Okay, sorry. I don't know.
All right, okay, so here's my girl gang. Yes, Amy Schumer. And listen, there's a thousand, you're all welcome, my girl gang. 100%. Okay. We're getting jackets, for sure. Purple marriage and martini jackets. That should be we need marriage and martini
yeah,
jackets.
All right. Mila Kunis.
No, I didn't put that her, but she's welcome. They're all welcome.
No, I'm telling you who's gonna be in it because
no.
I'm telling you.
You want Mila Kunis.
Heather Graham.
You want like a
There's
fast
a praying
track.
Mantis on the window.
Oh, so listen, there's a bunch of women who I'd name from who like on Instagram who we're connected with. But I don't have permission and I don't want to piss them off. And I'm like, I love you. You're so cool. So I'm going to name the women who will never see this ever. And they're super cool. Obviously, Amy Schumer, like you said. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Handler. She will be in there too. You know, it's comedians who are hilarious.
Wait,
but
Chelsea
also
Handler.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me.
Well, remind you of what? The Chelsea Handler show. Like, she's blonde, super
She
fun.
Had a Netflix
special? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
she's cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm so glad you've okayed my women. Beyond her is people like Sarah Silverman, Elizabeth Banks, Chrissy Teigen, Kristen Bell, Megan Mullally, Melissa McCarthy. Like, we're gonna fuck shit up.
All right. So, do you want to, like, take this to the end? Like, are we done?
No, I have a game.
I know. You have a game, and I have a few questions.
All right, so what are you asking?
All right, okay. There were some more questions you asked me, but we'll skip it.
Oh, why? They're not interesting.
Meh, it's like whatever.
All right. Okay, finish these famous friendships.
Okay.
Lucy and.
All right, friendships?
Yeah.
Okay, not husbands. All right, Lucy and. So I love Lucy. I know that.
Yeah.
Lucy
of
and Adele. Lucille.
Ethel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, and.
What?
Samantha and.
I know, Sex and the City.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. I can't
that's
even
pretty
really.
Good.
Well, yes. Did you see that movie?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's the next movie thing we do. That's on the list.
Okay.
Yes, if we do another movie one,
okay.
That's on the list.
Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, and Ethel.
Charlotte.
I didn't know.
Six. Charlotte's
the brunette.
Yeah.
Samantha's the blonde. Mm-hmm. All right, who cares? Next.
DJ Tanner and...
DJ Tanner... and I know it's Full House.
Oh my God.
Full House.
Yeah, okay, but right. What's the name?
Of, wait.
Her best friends, DJ Hanner and?
Boner. Oh, wait, no, that was...
that was Kirk Cameron's yes, best friend.
Yes, best Kirk Cameron's
I
friend.
I love that you know Boner. Really? You don't know?
No, I do. I do.
Five.
I'm off the spot.
Four, three, two.
DJ
Kimmy and... Gibbler.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but I knew it.
Okay. Andy Dufresne and...
Red.
Wow. That's easy. Yeah, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Andy Dufresne and Red. Woody and...
Buzz.
Oh, I'm proud of you. Lightning McQueen and...
Oh, Tow Mater.
Wow, Mater, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm Disney turned on right now. Yes.
Is that it?
I want to be where the people are.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
I want to see them dancing. No.
Okay, good.
Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and?
Golden Girls.
Yeah. Oh!
Dorothy, Rose.
Oh, my God. I'm like tingly down there right now.
That's because my hands are on the table.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with you.
Dorothy, Rose, and
Blanche. And?
Don't know.
Who's the old one?
The old one is... All right, so...
Picture it. Sicily, 1924.
Are you talking about the mother of the women?
Yeah.
Did you know...
Picture it. I know. Oh, God.
She was younger than everybody else. I did
know. No, not everyone. Really? Yeah. Everyone?
She was the younger. Mm-hmm. I don't know her name. No.
Sophia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't know.
Sophia.
Okay.
Okay. This is a different one. I just have one for this.
Okay.
What show about best friends started with Shlemiel, Shemazel, Hashengays Incorporated? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Shlemiel.
I know it.
Shlemazel. Shlemiel. Shlemazel.
Life Fun Incorporated.
Is that like Yiddish? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Penny Marshall.
What?
Penny Marshall.
What's that?
Penny Marshall's the name of one of the characters. You know, name.
That.
And then Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson, mm-hmm. her stepmom is the other character.
God damn. I fucking know this. Of course I do.
Shlemiel. And five. Four. Three.
We're going to do
two.
It.
Give me every chance, I'll make it. Give me every road, I'll take it.
I can't do it.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, that's in the back of my mind. Would you do a 2-week getaway with your best friends? No communication with me or the kids.
Oh.
2 weeks.
Would
you?
Is there a 6-week?
Now, think about it.
Is there a 6-week or an 8-week option?
Think about it.
Yeah, if you're home with them.
For two weeks.
However fucked up they are is your fault.
Okay, yeah. So you would do that. For 2 weeks with your best friends.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. No communication is better. Nope. I prefer that.
So you can't even find out how they're doing, how the kids are.
Oh.
You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's hard.
2 weeks without knowing how the kids are.
That's hard.
I know.
But I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I would do it. I would do it if it's my friends who I love and like I want to. Yeah, I would do it.
Okay. Who is your ultimate friend? One person.
Celebrity or not celebrity?
Doesn't matter. Your ultimate friend.
That's so hard.
You don't have to use a real name for, you know, mm-hmm. that people that we know.
That's a really hard question.
I know.
Is this someone who I'd like love to meet or someone who.
Who is your ultimate friend?
My sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you.
Go fuck yourself. All right.
My sister.
If you could live with friends instead of me. So like women live in a tribe, just women with kids,
mm-hmm.
and you raise your kids together. Mm-hmm. And
like big love. Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But you're still married. We're still married. We see each other once a week, twice a week.
That's perfect. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Like, even if you care to see your men.
That's
like,
amazing. I love this. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
So you would live with women with
what
the
is
kids.
The question?
Would you live in this tribe?
Sure.
Of just you, women, and kids?
No.
Right?
No, I wouldn't.
I knew it.
No, I really wouldn't. I couldn't. No. No, I couldn't be without you. I have to say. No, I don't. It's not. Sweet. No, it's not sweet.
Oh.
I hate that I think that. But yes.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Wait, explain that. You can't just say you hate that you think that.
Because no one's going to love my kids like you are. No one's going to love me like you are.
I was just going to say, what about loving you?
No, 100%. Nobody in this world loves me like you do.
Right, of course.
No one hates me like you do. Right. And no one loves you like me like you
Correct.
Do. Yes.
Good answer.
I know.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I love you so much.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. I fucking hate you.
I feel the same way.
Good.
I'm done too. All right. So that's it?
On time? Yeah.
Yeah, we're on time.
All right.
Let's watch
a movie.
No, we got more to record.
I can't. I'm too drunk.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you.
Yeah.